The district has tried to increase the education fund property tax rate for years, but attempts to bring in more money for daily operations have failed at the ballot box. That did not stop the district from trying again, this time during Tuesday's primary election. A question on the ballot asks voters to boost the rate by 55 cents to $2.55. Superintendent Kent Young says that would generate an extra $288,000. He says that is critical as Nauvoo Colusa is having trouble balancing its budget at this time.
We're deficit spending around $200,000, and we've made many cuts. So that's one of the reasons the state has decreased our funding by quite a bit. In 2008, we got about $1 million from the state, and last year we got around $200,000. We've lost some other things, and it makes it difficult for our school district to run.
Why the state funding being lost? Is there direct reasons?
Nauvoo Colusa used to be what was called a hold harmless district, and we used to get about $450,000, $480,000, and the state decided to cut that out a few years ago. So what we were relying on from the state, they just totally cut. They've also cut the general state aid amount that we have. They don't fully fund it anymore. Like a lot of school districts, they're starting to find themselves in this situation as well.
Has there been a new approach taken this year to try to get information out to the public on this?
This year, there was a committee formed in August made of community members, concerned parents, and they have put together some public meetings, and I believe they've done an excellent job getting the information out to people.
Have you noticed a difference maybe compared to when the school board was more involved in the information versus this committee? Have you, being at these meetings, noticed the difference?
The public, I believe, is more informed because a committee can do more than a school board. A school board is limited by law of what they can and cannot do when it comes to tax referendums or tax increases. So this committee, they're freer to discuss with their neighbors, with the people in the community. They're a little bit more freer at the meetings. They've sent out a flyer with information on it, and I think they've done an excellent job.
You mentioned the past deficit spending, and this has been an issue for Nauvoo. I mean, obviously the question then comes, how long can you keep cutting into what you have in reserve before there is no more reserve?
Last year, the school board sold $600,000 in working cash bonds, and we're going to pay them off in 4 or 5 years. And that gave us a little bit of a positive fund balance. And one of the things that's hurt us as well is the church lowered their EAV, decreased their EAV, so therefore we're going to get a little bit less tax money. And one of the things about the working cash bonds is it's like a credit card. I mean, they can renew them in 4 or 5 years, but then you're paying them off, you're getting new, and it costs more interest to the public than it would if you just raised the tax rate.
Obviously, Nauvoo has a working agreement with Warsaw in terms of high school students in Warsaw, junior high students in Nauvoo. Could we get to the point where that format may even have to change if this is continuously pushed off and the deficit spending continues?
Well, one thing the school board has talked about, and I believe they're serious, is to dissolve the district. And the way the state law is that you have to be contiguous with the district, so that would limit us on what we could do. So if the school district did dissolve, then the relationship with Warsaw would no longer exist. So the options would be that the entire district would go to Hamilton, or the entire district would go to Illini West High School in one of the elementaries. So it could go to the Dallas City Elementary, the La Harpe Elementary, or the Carthage Elementary. So your K through 8 would go to one of those elementary districts, and then that's where you would take on their tax rates.
Everyone always hears about the proverbial $100,000 home when you hear about a tax increase and what the impact would be. In Nauvoo, if this is approved, what would that be on that proverbial $100,000 home?
Okay, their annual increase would be about $183 per year, which makes about 50 cents a day on a $100,000 home.
Is this money strictly to avoid deficit spending, or could there be, you mentioned maybe bringing in a little extra, could this also go towards new programs, or is it really focused on getting the spending under control?
Well, first of all, we need to get spending under control, but the board has also talked about closing the elementary since it's an older building and getting the students under one roof. So a possibility would, if this did pass, was to bank that extra money I was talking about and then build out here as well.
Superintendent Kent Young says the Nauvoo Colusa School Board would have the ability to reduce the education fund property tax rate once the district is able to build up its reserves. The same question failed by a more than 2-to-1 margin last April. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.